from Bogotá and many other places. None of us really knew why we were there, and that first evening we were very shy and uncertain, hardly talking at all.
There are a lot of names of organizations and places that have come up in the last few pages. Let's go over some of them to make sure we know what they are. The mayor asked Juan Elias to go to a workshop put together by the United Nations Children's Fund. Okay, I know that the United Nations is a political group made up of people from almost every country in the world. It was formed in order to promote world peace. And the United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF as it's usually called, is the part of the United Nations that focuses on children's problems. Kids came from all over Colombia to take part in the workshop, so all of those places that Juan Elias mentions, like Medellin, Cali, Bogota, and Apartado, are cities in Colombia. One more thing. Juan Elias is now the child mayor of Aguachica, and one of the other kids at the workshop was the child mayor of her town, too. I'm not sure what being child mayor is all about, but I think it means you're our leader in your community. I don't think a child mayor has any real power like a mayor does. Let's go on. Keep reading on page 19. We're near the top of the page, starting with, "The workshop began the next morning."
The workshop began the next morning with each of the young people describing their lives and activities for peace. Almost everyone started by saying, "My home is very beautiful," or, "I love my home." We all felt that way. We talked about the people, the food, the parties and music, the oceans, rivers and mountains, the heat of the sun or the cool breezes. Then we described the bad things, the violence, and the way it affected children. I was amazed to learn it was just as bad for others as it was for us in Aguachica. I had heard news reports of the violence, but I had not realized what it meant for so many Colombian children. We also learned about other countries affected by war. Nidia Quiroz, who had organized the meeting for UNICEF, showed us a film about Mozambique, a war-torn country in Africa. The film covered an election in which nearly 70,000 children had voted for their rights. This led to a discussion of the rights of children. According to the law of almost every country in the world, children